Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Monday morning, May the 13th, 2024. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air right here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, you can listen to us all the time at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet and want to tune us in and hear what we're up to, all you have to do is go to our website, ksje.com. Another welcome, too, to our viewers who are watching this morning. The video of this program is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page and also to our YouTube channel. So welcome aboard, everyone. I'm so glad that you're with me this morning because coming up in the next few moments, talking about one of my very favorite events that ushers in summer, Riverfest New Mexico, coming up Memorial Day weekend here in Farmington. We'll give you the lowdown on all the new things that are happening, all the great things that are coming back, and all the stuff you don't want to miss. That's coming up in the next few moments right here on KSJE this morning. Then, of course, later on this hour, I'll be checking in with my friend Lewis Campbell talking about technology. That's our Monday reboot segment coming up today at 8:50 a.m. right here on KSJE. And that paves the way for Mick Hess, Roving with the Arts, our classical music program coming on the air at 9:06 right after the news. And don't forget, we invite you to connect with us on X, which used to be called Twitter, and Instagram, which used to be called Instagram, in addition to our Facebook and YouTube page as well. And if you're a podcast person, you can subscribe for free to listen to KSJE podcasts. They're available at places where you're probably already listening to podcasts. So check it out and maybe discover a new program that you may have missed recently. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it's currently sunny, 52 degrees at the moment. We're expecting a sunny and warmer week, by the way. Today's high, 74 in Farmington, 49 degrees tonight. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 76. It'll be 56 overnight. 71 with partly sunny skies on Wednesday, 72 on Thursday, back up to 78 degrees by Friday. And look at the weekend, temperatures near 80 degrees for Saturday and Sunday. I'll be back with my friends to talk about Riverfest right after this on KSJE. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The most important ingredients to sustaining health and wellness are the resources and tools that help you live a vibrant and healthy life. At San Juan Regional Medical Center, the goal is to promote health by making sure those resources are available. Find the path to the best life at lifebetterhere.com. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. KSJE is supported by the University of Denver Graduate School of Social Work Four Corners Program. The University of Denver offers a Master's of Social Work degree in the Four Corners community. Applications for the 2024-2026 cohort is now open. Classes are taught Fridays and Saturdays in Durango. Find out more. Email janelle.doughty, D-O-U-G-H-T-Y, at du.edu or du.edu/socialwork/fourcorners. KSJE is supported by the Family Crisis Center, presenting an important conference about human trafficking, Wednesday, May 29th at the Farmington Civic Center. The conference is free. The goals of the conference are to bring awareness to the community about sex and labor trafficking, identify significant indicators of human trafficking, and provide help for those who may have experienced trafficking. Law enforcement, counseling, social work, nursing, or those in the legal field are encouraged to attend. Find out more at FamilyCrisisCenterNM.org. And back here in Studio A with my guest this morning, as I mentioned, to talk all about Riverfest New Mexico for 2024. Deanne Waters is here. She is the president of the River Reach Foundation. Deanne, welcome back to KSJE.
Thank you, Scott. It's wonderful to be here.
Good to have you here. And Dr. Joe Pope is here with us this morning as well, a new board member of the River Reach Foundation. Dr. Pope, good to have you here.
I'm glad to be with you.
Thank you both very, very much. As I mentioned, this is one of my favorite events to get us going into the summer season, and it is a big event. Mm-hmm. I don't have to tell you that, Deanne Waters, because you have been dealing with this for a number of years. The water levels are great this year. Yeah. There's water in the river, and so we will see a river fest, maybe like we are used to seeing a river fest this year.
Everything is going fine this year.
Wonderful. And still lots of things happening, and yes, still the event is a free event for the most part.
It's family friendly, yes.
Exactly. And so let's talk about some of the new things that are coming up. You mentioned a couple things to me before we started off the air, but let's kind of give a quick overview of some of the newer things.
Okay, some of the new things. One of them that we're kind of excited about is we're going to have a mechanical bull down on Rocky Reach Plaza, and that will be for ages 12 to 50.
We talked about that group, but okay. Yeah. All right.
Under 12 and over 50, you can sit on the bull and have your picture taken.
Okay.
But you can't ride it.
That's what Dr. Pope and I are going to do.
Yes,
we get photo ops.
Me.
Yeah,
me.
Okay.
Photo
All
ops.
Right,
yeah.
Very good.
And then we have a new group coming in. It's called Drumming Sounds. They're out of Phoenix. And they will have about 20 drums, and they'll be down in the meadow where the disc golf used to be.
Okay.
In that area down in there. And be playing both Saturday and Sunday.
All right.
And that we're looking forward to that because that's going to be something very different.
Yeah.
Be over 20 drums. And
I imagine you could hear them throughout the park area there, too.
Well, I think they're more subtle.
Oh, are they?
They're not really super loud from what I understand. We tried to place them so they wouldn't interfere with the bands.
Right.
But they'll be playing both Saturday and Sunday. And it's kind of an interactive. They encourage the public to interact with them, and
nice.
I'm not quite sure how, but it'll be interesting to see.
Okay, and they're going to be there on which days?
They're going to be Saturday and Sunday.
Both days?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then another change is the disc golf is going to be at Westland Park this year.
Moving over there.
Moving over there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, this year, too, you've got things planned for Boyd Park as well, a few events over there, right?
Yes, Boyd Park on Saturday will be a car show, and they're quite a, it'd be a little different. They're going to have, I'm not quite sure what it's called, low riding bouncing.
Sure.
And a flex ramp.
Okay.
And so it'll be all day Saturday.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, there'll be a different car show, but it'll be over on Cottonwood Landing.
At Cottonwood Landing.
Where it's been in the past.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very, very good. And for folks who aren't sure where all these places are, the main event of Riverfest takes place kind of in that area between Browning Parkway and Scott Avenue, I would say, along the river. But then Boyd Park is along Miller Street, and you can get there that way. And Westland Park is, as we were saying earlier, near the intersection of West Main Street and Apache, kind of down in that area.
Right.
And there's lots of park places and down by the river in that neighborhood as well.
Yes, there are.
So you're really spreading out.
We are.
It seems, right?
There will be stuff all the way from down by the Red Barn area, clear on up to Boyd East.
Right.
Boyd West, rather.
Uh-huh.
On the corner of Scott and San Juan Boulevard. So there'll be vendors and activities all along the road.
Exactly. Entertainment as well.
And literally everything is connected with footpaths.
Right.
So if you want to get your exercise while you're at Riverfest, you'll get to see a lot. The other thing I like about Riverfest is the there's a tree blooming down there. Is it the Russian olive?
Mm-hmm.
And the smell is really particularly good during Riverfest.
Nice.
That's my greatest memory.
Very cool. Very nice. Exactly. And, of course, seeing the water in the rivers that we sometimes, I think, take for granted here. Mm-hmm. And we shouldn't, because here in New Mexico, we have more than our fair share of water that passes through our community to our benefit. And it's a great way to celebrate those rivers, which is, I think, kind of what Riverfest is all about.
That's what it's all about.
If I recall.
Bringing the people to the river.
Right. Yeah. And celebrating them.
And celebrating it. Right.
Exactly.
And our theme this year is Heroes Unite.
That's right.
So we're celebrating community this year.
Okay.
So we're going to be honoring all our community heroes, our veterans, our mom and pop shops, and first responders and all of that.
So wear your cape if you want.
Wear your cape, yes.
I guess you could, right?
Yes, you could.
Okay, very cool. Well, we've got the schedule that I wanted to show as well. And, of course, everything kicks off on Friday, as is tradition in for Riverfest, and so I wanted to kind of share that a little bit with the audience as well. If you're watching on video, you'll see it on the screen, but some of the ongoing things on Saturday and Sunday, we talked about the raft. Well, we haven't talked about the raft rides either, but that's a big part of Riverfest.
That's
You can't have Riverfest without rafts, raft rides.
There'll be rafting Saturday and Sunday. And
does that go on all day?
It goes on all day long.
A lot of people can catch a ride.
And that is through, again, the organization, the rafting organization, the Desert River Guides.
Desert River Guides, yes.
So you can make a reserve your spot and get in there.
There will be a spot down on Rocky Reach Landing where you can reserve your spot. I think Jack's Welding is going to be manning that booth.
Right.
And or you can go just up to the put-in and reserve your spot there.
And sign up. But I don't know if I would wait too long, though. Don't they usually fill
they
up pretty
fill up
quick?
They fill up pretty fast,
I was gonna say.
It's a popular... popular event, and it's going to be great this year. The water is wonderful.
Just so where you want it, kind of that Goldilocks level, right?
Yes,
of not too high, not too low. Right.
It'll be a fun experience.
It's cleared up a lot, too. It has been quite muddy for weeks. But it's getting a lot clearer. It's beautiful this time of year.
That's good. Yeah, that's always great, isn't it? Terrific. And then the brick pavers are available, right,
oh, yes,
to help support the River Reach Foundation?
Right. Yep, they'll be available. You can get the information desks. Which will be, there'll be three of them this year. One will be down by the Red Barn, and then there'll be one at Rocky Reach Landing, and then the other one up on the River Reach Terrace.
Okay.
So there's plenty of opportunity for people to get information, to buy pavers.
Right.
To join River Reach Foundation.
Excellent. And the River Reach Foundation, of course, is the organization that organizes Riverfest each and every year, and the organization that has helped to create the paths that Dr. Pope was talking about earlier that kind of link all these sites together, and there's a continuing effort to expand those paths throughout the city and along the river and really make it even bigger and better place to visit.
Right. And we do have now, we've got some art sculptures, I mean wood art, one
moving
that's completed
and
another one that is in process so people can see what the wood carvings.
Very nice.
What we're trying to... instead of chopping down the trees, utilize the dead ones so that they become art.
Make them into something.
Beautiful old cottonwood trees.
Yeah.
Made into art. It's amazing.
Yeah, some are quite substantial, too, I would think, those trunks when they're left. So cool to see that. The Fine Art Show, we should mention, too, and they have a new home, a new location at least, right, in the tent?
Their tent is going to be alongside where the WAFED bank is, right down in there, kind of where the Wiener Dog Race used to be.
Okay.
And so the Wiener Dog Race has been moved up closer to where the Fine Arts tent used to be. So we've kind of just switched them around.
Got it.
And one of the reasons that we did that is we're going to have portable, the bleachers are portable, so that once the Wiener Dog Race is over on Saturday, they'll turn them around so people will be able to sit in bleachers and watch the Joe Tahoney dancers and the musicians.
Nice, near the pavilion there,
pavilion.
Where we're talking.
So I'll give additional seating.
Wow, well that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I'm sorry it took us so long to figure that one out, but sometimes, a light bulb goes off, right?
Well, it took a little maneuvering to see if we could actually put it there, because there's the Wiener Dog Race takes up a lot of space.
True.
And there's not a lot of width between, where
that's
we can
true.
Put them. But we figured it out.
You shoehorned them in, so that's good. Okay. Well, we'll look forward to that. We'll talk about the Wiener Dogs in just a moment. Beer and Wine Gardens, of course, happening throughout the event. There's kids' activities, too, for parents to know about, right?
Yep, and the kids' activities are going to be down by the splash pad. We've moved all the children's activities down that way. We felt that it was a safer area.
Well, that is a kid magnet anyway, so it makes sense to have it there, right?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Very good. The car shows that we talked about, there's tractor rides, too, that
are
free.
Free tractor rides, and they will be bringing the people into the park down below in the Red Barn area down to Rocky Beach Landing, which makes it a real benefit for some of the older people or people with small children.
Right.
That's kind of a, not a real long walk, but it can be.
Sure. Can you kind of use them like a shuttle almost
to ride through? Yes, they'll be constantly shuttling just to making that loop.
Gotcha.
And I think they are also going to go up between the parking area that's on the Browning Parkway in front of the MOC and down to the Red Barn area so people won't have to walk that.
Bringing folks in that way,
too. It's not that hard getting down. But going back up
can be
a little difficult for some of our older people.
Sure.
And with little children, they get tired, and mom and dad are tired, and having to pick them up and carry them is sometimes.
good to have an option,
yeah.
As we said. And mm-hmm. if you don't want to walk the trails, as Dr. Pope suggested, you can pick up a tractor ride mm-hmm. and maybe ride part of that route. So
yeah.
that would work as well. Very good.
What other shuttles are available besides the tractor rides?
Red Apple Transit will be giving free rides to.
The shuttle service,
The shuttle service. And they'll shuttle between River Reach Terrace and Boyd Park. And they'll be at, they go down to the Rocky Reach Terrace.
Right. So kind of there from Scott Avenue mm-hmm. to Boyd Park yep. And back again.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so people can get that free ride and be able to experience the entire Riverfest.
Sure. And that's a great idea, I think, too, for parking. I mean, mm-hmm. there's a lot of parking at Boyd Park, mm-hmm. and that may be the least busy yes. or congested parking area. Uh-huh. And so maybe park there and take the mm-hmm. shuttle
to the main part, yes,
when you're ready, and check all that out.
If you're down at the Red Barn, you can take the shuttle up to the terrace if you don't want to walk that whole area.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, very good. And live music, of course, all weekend long.
All week long, yes.
And there's a great schedule of music that we'll talk about as well. But that's kind of the overview of at least some of the things that are happening all 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And moving on to Friday, the kickoff, and that all starts about 5 o'clock.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Uh-huh. Again, free event, right?
Free event.
Folks can show up. Mm-hmm. There's going to be music starting at 5 with the Zia Chicks.
They'll start it off, yes, and then you'll get with Julie and the boys following them.
At 7 o'clock and mm-hmm. all the way till 9 o'clock.
Right.
And some of the vendors will be there.
There will be quite a few vendors there. Most of them will come in on Saturday, but there will be quite a few vendors and food trucks there.
And that's kind of in the main area of
yes.
Bird Park there, right?
Yes, it's right off of San Juan Boulevard and Scott Avenue.
Very
that
good.
Area there.
Very good. Joe Pope, I want to bring you back into the conversation here, too, about your recollections of Riverfest and enjoyment of Riverfest. Again, you're new to the board, so there must have been something about the work of the River Reach Foundation that got your attention.
Well, basically, it's just that I walk there nearly every day with my dog and usually a friend and sometimes a book on tape. But I have spent so much time down there thinking that this is a world-class resource for a town like ours to have. And I hope that Riverfest, in fact, Riverfest was probably the first introduction I had to that park.
Right.
So I hope other people have the same experience and they go, good Lord, I've lived in this town for 20 years. I've hardly ever walked here. I've hardly ever come down to see the birds or see how the river's looking or what state the trees are in. It's just a constantly changing environment and it's amazing. As I see the River Reach going forward, I hope it gets better, that we preserve the nature and develop the park better for human use as well.
Sure.
So, I mean, to have those two be in balance
right.
would be fantastic.
And
anyway.
It does get a lot of use, though. I think you're right. When there's not a big, giant event like Riverfest happening, I mean, it really transforms the place from a more peaceful place where you see it, maybe when you're out walking with your dog, to when you've got, I don't know how many people are at Riverfest every year, Deanne Waters.
29,000?
Yeah, a few. Uh-huh. Right. But it's quite a different environment
yes.
this weekend, what we're talking about, for Memorial yeah. Day weekend. But great to see it used. And again, for a community to have this right in the middle of their town is another great benefit,
it's
I think.
It's so convenient that some people, instead of going and eating a 1,500-calorie lunch at a local eatery, they go down and walk the river, and they come back to work refreshed and probably much more active in the afternoon.
And healthy. Yeah, very true. Very true. I resemble that remark, but it's okay. I understand what you're getting at. So that's understandable, sure. Let's talk about some of the other things that are going on, too, with the schedule again going back. I want to keep going through it a little bit here with the kickoff event. And then, of course, as we move on to some of the things that are happening, like on Saturday, then the big kickoff and some of the big events on Saturday.
Well, we have the Wiener Dog Race.
Of course.
That is always a big draw. And it is starts at 10, so about 10:30, I think. People come in and say, what time is it starting? And they'll come in at 11 o'clock and it's already over.
Ah.
So they can start registering their dogs or wiener dogs at 9:30.
Okay.
And then the...
So it's not at 11?
No,
it's at 10.
10.
Okay, good to know. You've got plein air painters
yes.
going to be out throughout
sunrise,
the park?
Yeah, sunrise to
Noon or so?
Yeah.
Okay. The disc golf tournament?
Disc golf tournament. Well, that's going to be at Westland Park.
Mm-hmm.
That takes
place.
You mentioned
that that's moving.
We do have the 10K, 5K, 2K run.
Right.
That starts at 8 o'clock down by the Red Barn area. By the put-in, the rafting put-in.
Okay.
That'll take place on Saturday.
Right. There's a yoga class?
There's yoga class.
Okay. Calisthenics?
Calisthenics.
Two?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
Something for everybody.
Something for everyone. That's very true.
And then after the Wiener Dog Race is another huge, big draw, which is the White Mountain Joe Tahoney Jr. White Mountain Apache Dancers.
Okay.
They come every year. And I think having the bleachers available for people to be able to see, to watch them a little bit better, because it's so crammed in there, people wanting to see
get a good view, sure.
Get a good view, yes. Mm-hmm.
So that'll
so
be
that's
a good,
always a great big,
right.
A big draw.
Very true. And the Wiener Dogs, I have to say, because that's one of the parts of RiverFest that I'm mm-hmm. personally involved with, so thank you
yes.
for inviting me
yes,
back.
Yes, you are the MC.
That it's so much fun to see them, and there are so many, you wouldn't think there were so many Wiener Dogs in the area that come out of the, literally of the woodwork, to join this race, but they do.
They do, and they're just darling. It's,
yeah.
it's just something to really see. And then we also have, you know, the Fine Arts tent
mm-hmm.
that's going to be down where the Wiener Dog race used to be.
Right.
And along in front of that wine, the Fine Arts tent, we've got a new area. It's called the Grassy Glen Village.
Okay.
We've moved more vendors down in that area, so they're going to be all the way down in that grassy area. We
nice.
Just have so many vendors that are coming in that we had to.
That's a good problem to have, isn't it?
It's a good problem to have. There'll be some wonderful arts and crafts and everything down in that area too.
Very good. And there's a note about the car show again, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The Wiener Dog races. Luke Renner coming by
yes.
with his yo-yo
Yo-yos,
tricks.
Yes.
And more music, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The whole schedule, again, is available online
yes.
At riverfestnewmexico.com.
Right. Yes, and you have to spell out New Mexico.
That's
not
right.
NM. It's riverfestnewmexico.com.
Exactly. Some gymnastics demonstrations?
Gymnastics demonstrations. There's just a... It's crammed full of activities.
Lots of things. Mr. the Magician.
That's just up on one area.
Right. I know. You've got the Magician, Mr. the Magician.
He's going to be more down in Rocky Reach Landing.
Okay.
Down in that area.
I saw him on the schedule a couple times,
yes.
so he's kind of moving around, I think.
Yeah, and he'll be presenting between the bands.
Okay, right. And there's the band schedule, too, mm-hmm. as we see, as
mm-hmm.
they are on there.
Yeah.
As
there's
well.
A few changes where it says on FAB music
yeah.
at 4 p.m. It's the same band, but they've changed their names.
Okay.
They are
The Great Divide.
Yeah, the Great
okay.
Divide. And then on one other band was the Jelly Bellies.
Right.
And they had a conflict, so they've changed it to a new band, to Wild Country.
Okay.
So that will be put up on the schedule. It's just recently happened, so we haven't had a chance to
right.
put that on.
Another update we want to let
mm-hmm.
folks know about is Rover Fest. That is
Rover
on
Fest
Saturday.
Saturday,
near
yes.
the Red Barn.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And
so,
it's from 10 to 3.
Okay.
And it's $5 for the dogs, unless they're in costume. If they are in costume, it's free.
Okay.
And they'll have a raffle there, and there's some good giveaways. And,
right.
I think Roughhouse Pet Shop is providing a lot of
very
stuff
good.
There.
Very good. Dr. Pope, you're going to enter your dog in Roverfest?
Not my dog.
Not your, no?
Not
your dog's like my dog.
No,
it would not be a good thing.
Her huh? mental health would not tolerate it.
I see. Yeah, gotcha. Okay, fair enough. Recycle Fashion Show on Sunday now. We're looking
yes.
at Sunday's schedule.
Yes, Sunday Recycle Fashion Show, and that will be at the gazebo.
Nice, right there,
right.
kind of at
mm-hmm.
the at the Burke Park,
Burke Park. Uh-huh, Burke
area.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk a little bit about that. Event because that's another thing that I'm a part of, and
mm-hmm.
I know they would like a lot more entries this
yes.
year. We had some last year that were super creative. It was really amazing
mm-hmm.
to see. But there are cash prizes, significant
mm-hmm.
cash prizes
yes.
for the finishers,
mm-hmm.
and so I think folks. I mean, you literally just have to look around your house
to find
and find something to
yes.
make into a piece of fashion, whether
right.
it's a jacket or a dress or
a hat or
a jacket dress, whatever you could come up with.
A hero's costume,
right?
And Janine Valdez with Affordable Blind Pros is spearheading that. So if you have any questions, just call them, and Janine will be glad to. Give you some information of what you could possibly do.
Exactly. Waste Management, a sponsor of that.
Sponsoring it, yes.
And there's the poster on the screen. You can aim your
mm-hmm.
phone at that QR code, I bet, and get
mm-hmm.
registered right there.
Yes.
But you do need to register online, it says. But as you can see, the first place prize for adults is $100. Best
mm-hmm.
cape is $150. Best in Show 350. So yeah,
a lot of money in prizes,
right?
A lot of money in prizes, yes.
Yeah,
so fun.
That's not bad for stuff just lying around your house, you
yes.
know.
Right.
And so be creative about that. But that is on Sunday.
That Sunday.
Mm-hmm. As well. And so we wanted to just mention that a little bit more. And that's an event that I think is growing.
It is. We're really promoting recycling.
Sure.
So that, I think, is a good thing. And
exactly. Disc golf continuing.
Disc
open
golf
play on
open
Sunday.
Play. Uh-huh.
And more music.
And more music and the duck race.
Yes.
We've got that at 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay.
And people can purchase their tickets online for $5 each.
Right. Let me get to that. It's scrolling up. I know mm-hmm. we've got it here yeah. on our list here,
yeah,
but there's more magic.
Magic.
The Gore
mm-hmm.
Dance
mm-hmm.
on Sunday as well.
Yes,
and,
at noon. Uh-huh.
But the duck race, there it is.
Yeah, duck race.
And that's mm-hmm. a big deal every year.
It is.
So, and you can buy your ducks you, at any time?
At any time. Mm-hmm. You can buy them online until Thursday night.
Okay.
Then we have to cut it off because we have to be able to pull the ducks.
Right.
Are there any people in the county, in the county that are selling these in their businesses?
I don't know that they're selling them in their businesses,
but we've put up a
I know
bunch of
Qantas,
posters.
Yeah,
right.
Qantas, Rio del Sol, Qantas is selling tickets.
They're
running the duck race this year.
Okay.
And I would say, too, in the wiener dog race, it's the Noonday Civitan Club that's running that one this year. So we've got a few little changes.
Getting some help from mm-hmm. other volunteers. Yes. That's, mm-hmm. that's really great. And, of course, and so the duck race is, again, big prizes.
Big prizes.
If your duck
$2,000
waddles its way
cash,
to the finish line
yes,
in the ditch.
First price and 1,000 second place and 500 third. And then we've got several other prizes after that.
Okay.
And I think we also have a consolation prize.
Nice.
For the
okay.
last duck.
For the last duck. Or the duck
also,
gets
yeah.
stuck, maybe.
The
stuck
duck. The stuck
duck, yes.
Yeah.
There you are. So
yeah.
Good to know. And that's been a big tradition, too, of Riverfest,
yes,
I think,
it
too.
Has. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yep.
And this is a major fundraiser for the River Reach Foundation, is it?
Well, it's we split it with Rio del Sol Kiwanis.
The duck race.
The duck race,
right.
yes. Because they half of what they make goes towards clothing for the children.
Clothes for kids, coats for kids
children.
And things.
Yes,
yeah,
uh-huh.
exactly.
So when you buy a duck ticket, you are also helping clothe disadvantaged children.
Nice.
In
nice.
Our community.
Very good. And looking at the schedule again as we take a look, I think as things kind of, that Sunday kind of wraps things up a little bit, right, for Memorial Day weekend with Riverfest, but it's almost two and a half full days of
yes.
Stuff when you think about mm-hmm. it. Oh, the Tota Theater is part of Riverfest this year.
Well, it's not actually part of it, but it is in conjunction with
okay.
it.
Okay, well, it's on your schedule.
It's on the schedule,
it's on
yes.
your schedule. So there's yeah. a paddling film festival at the Tota Festival, a Tota uh-huh. Theater, pardon me.
Mm-hmm.
That's another show, Tota
yeah.
Festival.
At 7 o'clock.
Thank you, on Sunday.
On Sunday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is another great addition, but I'm glad you're able to coordinate that then, right?
That was with the city.
Makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Very cool.
Would you mind scrolling back up and tell me what day Funkified is playing?
That's Sunday, it looks like.
Okay.
Sunday
at 3
to 5.
Can't miss that.
3 to 5, yep. Another great group. And Kirk James, of course, also
oh,
on Sunday as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But a great schedule. So I would suggest for folks who, if you have a favorite band, like Dr. Pope, to check out the schedule, see when your favorite
mm-hmm.
is playing, and
right.
maybe plan your visit to Riverfest around their performance.
Performance, yes.
And plenty of food and
lots
other
food.
Things that you'll find as you wander through the park, I think, right?
There are vendors all through the park.
Right.
I mean, which is completely full.
Right.
Which, you
is
know,
good,
the,
which is a good thing.
Again, from my newbie experience here,
yeah.
I think this is one of the greatest community events that we have in this county.
Oh, I agree.
And there is a lot to celebrate, you know, just in the natural beauty of that place. And this statistic that I've heard is that of all the surface water that runs in New Mexico, 63% of it runs through our county.
Right.
You know, this, our corner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that blows my mind to mm-hmm. think the Rio Grande and the Pecos and the Canadian and all the rivers.
Can't compare.
Yeah.
Right.
And
we're lucky.
We don't
yeah.
often realize right. what a benefit that is to us.
Very true. Very true. And it's a great way to see it and enjoy it and celebrate it. And raft on it. Or
raft on it. And also
stick
the
your
raft
big toe
parade.
In it.
There's going to be a raft parade.
That's also on
Sunday
as well, right?
At 10 o'clock, yes.
Yes.
So if you have a raft, get a group together, dress up in costume, Heroes Unite, get your hero costume going on, and join the raft parade.
There you go. Very mm-hmm. cool. And this is a big event, as we mentioned, 29,000 people who come to this event every year on the 2.5 days or so. That takes a small army of volunteers, and I know you're still looking for volunteers, aren't you?
Yes, we need. We have some needs still, especially with parking, and also in the food tents to help keep the tables clean. But there is, we have over 150 volunteers. Is required. I mean, that's the minimum that we need
right.
to get this event on.
Yeah.
So it.
That includes board members, doesn't it?
Oh yes.
You're signing. You're probably already signed up, Dr. Pope. I bet. But you get a free T-shirt, so there's that.
Yes,
right.
They get a free T-shirt.
And
yes.
I imagine folks can pick and choose their schedule if
yes.
they would like to
online.
Volunteer, right?
If they go online, they can pick their schedule, where they want to volunteer, what time they want to volunteer, and all that. It's right on Riverfest New Mexico and River Reach Foundation
right.
.com.
Very cool. But it's an important job
yep.
because this
mm-hmm.
is such a big event and a big community event, and I think a big event that attracts tourists and visitors, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten
it
such a reputation. I know there's some big marketing pushes around the state, I think, to let other folks know
mm-hmm.
What we have and to come and enjoy it and things like that. Yeah. So I think that's...
We've got a lot of marketing throughout the state.
That's wonderful. That's
yeah.
very terrific. And
in Colorado.
Well, we love Colorado, so we love it when they come down and visit us, so that's yeah. terrific, too.
The marketing outreach has been remarkable. Earlene Dudley is the
right.
person
Shout
in charge
out
of that,
there.
And
mm-hmm.
she has really reached out to communities much farther and wider than
mm-hmm.
before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
yes.
it's going to be quite a crowd.
I think that's great. Wonderful. And before we go, we're almost out of time, but we wanted to mention some of your other major sponsors, because without
yes.
their help, we couldn't be talking about any of this stuff, I think, right?
Right. We have a lot of sponsors, but we have four sponsors that have sponsored the entire event. And those are Four Rivers Equipment, Basin Home Services, Northern Edge Casino, and Dugan Productions. They have... sponsoring the entire Riverfest event. So we're very thankful. Of course, we've got KSJE and KOBF.
Right.
KOB F. And
the media sponsor, sure.
Media sponsorship.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Well, we're glad to do it because it's such a big event mm-hmm. for the community, and we're all about community here, so
yes.
we're glad to partner with River Reach Foundation
Heroes
to
Unite.
Make this happen. So it's a wonderful event. Like I said, one of my favorite events. It certainly helps to usher in the summer season,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of folks look forward to it and each and every year. So we're so glad that the weather is cooperating and
mm-hmm.
the rivers are cooperating,
right.
and it should be a great event.
And we don't forget the One Nation Gourd Dance on Sunday at noon. That's another big draw for... honoring our veterans.
Right, right. Very true.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we've gone through everything very quickly, everybody.
Yes.
So if you want to catch your breath and take a look at the website, again, that's a great place to look at the schedule and kind of plan your visit. But it's a great thing. Dr. Pope, good luck on the board.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very honored to be on the board.
Well,
we're honored to have you.
I was going to say, you are a valuable person to have on any board, and I can attest to that as well. And the work of the River Reach Foundation, all you have to do is go down to the river and take a look at those paths and the plazas and the things that are there,
mm-hmm.
Coordinating with the city and some of the landowners that
right.
were along there to make all this happen.
Right.
So we thank you for that.
Yeah. We couldn't do it without the city, that's for sure.
It's a good partnership.
Yes, it is. It's
very good. Well, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Delighted to be here.
Look forward to see you at the river. Dr. Pope will get our photo op on the mechanical bull and call it a day. How's that sound?
I'll follow you.
All right. Fair enough. Thanks for being here, both of you.
Thanks, Scott.
Good to see you. It's Riverfest coming up this Memorial Day weekend right here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.